In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christos Anesti. Christ is risen. Alma Seacham. Christun Jal. Christos Foskrese. Christos Anesti. We have a wonderful and a beautiful reading this morning about the blind man. And I guess the line, I always like to ask myself the question, what line or what particular verse or what word really is making the most impact, at least for me at this particular time in my life and the particular situation? And I guess that line is where it says that it wasn't the parents that sinned, that he was born blind, or that he sinned. It was that, but that the works of God might be manifest in him. So how does that happen? Somebody said to me, why would God make somebody blind so that his works could work within him? I think first we need to understand God does not make anybody blind. That's just a part of our natural humanity and the way in which we are born for whatever reason, whether we're sick or things like that. God does not instill those things upon us. But when those things do come upon us, people who are handicapped in one form, shape, or another, God is manifested through these people. Why? Because we all of a sudden understand that these folks are handicapped and maybe they're not able to do the things that we're able to do. And instead of judging them or looking at them and making an assessment before we even know them, we allow the compassion of God to come within our hearts and to say, wow, look at the job they're doing, how great it is. I happened a couple of weeks ago to see, there's a show on TV, it's called Little Big Shots. It's about all these children that are just magnificent at what they do, playing piano, gymnastics, I mean, whatever it is, they're just amazing at these young ages at what they do. And they had this one young man who was about 7 or 8 years old who was blind. And he came into the show and Steve Harvey asked him, well, what do you do? And he goes, I sing the national anthem. Okay. And so they talked a little bit and he went up and he asked the audience, you want to hear him sing the anthem? And they did. And so this young man, 7 or 8 years old, got up and sang the anthem like you cannot believe. I think everybody in the whole, I was going to say congregation, the whole audience was crying because of the fact, one, that he did such a magnificent job of singing that, but two, in the back of everybody's head, they said, my God, this child is blind. And he didn't allow this infirmity, this handicap, to stop him. In fact, he conquered it by singing that national anthem to the point that people were crying. God manifested in him. That's how God is manifested in these folks. And that's how we are to be. And then they sat back down and they had Steve Harvey and he was having conversation. And he goes, do you think, Steve Harvey, I think, said to him or something of this nature. He said, do you think I'm a nice guy? And he goes, yes, you are a nice guy. And he goes, how do you know that? He goes, I can just tell. And he goes, see? He goes, you didn't see me. You didn't make a presupposition of what I was like because of the way you looked at me and what you saw and whether you liked my mustache or not or whether you liked the way I looked at you or what. He goes, you, through your heart, found me as a good person. God manifested in him. We need to make sure that we set our egos aside. We need to make sure that we set whatever it is we do when we look at a person and stop judging people and stop making certain assessments of people and just be there for people. I don't know where this young man's going to go, but I'm sure he's going to go to great places because he himself has a desire to do good things, regardless of the fact that he cannot see. The last 3 Sundays, we have seen gospels that have talked to us about people with handicaps and some sort of thing that was going on. And it allows us, and it talks to us and tells us, don't let what we think should happen get in the way. The power struggles that take place at work, the power struggles that take place, unfortunately, here in church. And not, I don't mean here in church, but I mean in our community. We shouldn't let those things happen, because if we are manifesting God, we should work together. We need to, if we don't like something, we need to sit down and discuss it. But we need to manifest God, and the only way we can do that is to work together, regardless of how good we think we are at something or how much better than somebody else we think we are, because that, unfortunately, is why we get into these difficult positions. God manifested in him. Everybody we look at should manifest God. When we look into each other's eyes, we should see God in front of us. We should not see fighting, and we should not see disagreement, and we should not see hatred. And we do, and I do too. And I try to work on that every single day of my life. It's not easy. I know it's not easy. But if we put the faith of God and the faith of our church and what we believe in our faith here in our hearts, we will truly do what this young man who sang on that show did and allowed something beautiful to happen, that God was manifested through him, not because of his blindness, but because of the purity of his soul. Amen.